With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A leading Democrat is calling on Joe Biden to drop his bid for re-election. Bob Agnew reports.
Representative Adam Smith, the ranking member of the Armed Services Committee, released a statement on Monday in which he made his case that Biden is no longer the best person to advance the Democrat Party agenda. He writes, quote, "The president's performance in the debate was alarming to watch, and the American people have made it clear they no longer see him as a credible candidate to serve four more years as president." Smith issued his call for Biden to drop out, even as NATO leaders were gathering for their summit in Washington. Bob Agnew reporting.
Democrats continue in their efforts to use lawfare to prevent President Trump from being reelected. Senate Democrats are working on legislation to classify President Trump's actions prior to January 6 as unofficial acts. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said this is in response to the Supreme Court's ruling that presidents are entitled to immunity for official acts. Also at SRNNews.com, Columbia College administrators are losing posts over anti-Semitic text.
Columbia University announced that it has removed three administrators from their positions and will keep them on leave indefinitely after finding inappropriate text messages they exchanged during a campus discussion about Jewish life. The unnamed administrators were first put on leave last month after a conservative news outlet published images of what it said were text messages they exchanged while attending the May 31st panel discussion of Jewish life on campus, past, present, and future. One text made derogatory comments about a panelist, and another panned a campus rabbi's essay about anti-Semitism. The university says they will launch an anti-Semitism and anti-discrimination training program for faculty, staff, and students in the fall. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is SRN News. No compromise on abortion.
That's the issue that most Americans believe the two parties are the farthest apart on. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 42% of respondents say there is no common ground between Republicans and Democrats on abortion. Another 38% say there might be a little room for compromise, but not much. Amongst registered voters, both Republicans and Democrats agree there is virtually no common ground on abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Swiss Museum pulled down five paintings, including of Van Gogh and Monet, after the foundation that owns them called for a deeper look at their origins. This follows the establishment of new U.S. guidelines on how to handle artwork once confiscated from Jewish families by the Nazis. The foundation that owns the museum says it's looking to reach a fair and equitable solution with the legal successors of the former owners. This is SRN News. More records to start the week on Wall Street. Correspondent Seth Soutel reports from New York.
Stocks wavered to a mixed close on Wall Street, nudging the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq Composite to more records. The S&P 500 inched up 0.1% Monday. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave up an early gain and fell 31 points. That's about 0.1%. Specialty glassware maker Corning surged after raising its sales forecast. Traders are looking ahead to several earnings reports this week, including updates from Delta Airlines on Thursday and J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo on Friday. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell addresses Congress on Tuesday and Wednesday. Treasury yields were stable in the bond market. Seth Soutel, New York.
The nation's housing market sales slump dragging on into its third straight year, as evidenced by another weak spring home buying season. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell in the March through May period. More details at SRNNews.com.